Now here is Tim again to introduce our fourth selection of news stories.
Our last set of stories highlights a range of Norwich topics. The reconstruction of the Heartsease roundabout has featured frequently in Chatterbox. Now the closed Heartsease pub is for sale. Major travel disruption is expected from July the 15th near Norwich Station, and there are new parking charges at a wildlife trail near UEA. A Norwich church is leading a major green initiative, while there's concern over axed courses at the Wensum Lodge. Jane will start with news from the Heartsease pub.
A pub will be sold off after the brewery which owns it struggled to find someone to run it. National chain Green King has announced the difficult decision to sell the Heartsease, which has been closed since December. The proposed sale has shocked those who have known it as the heart of the community since 1839. In March last year, the hunt was on for a new landlord to take over the long-standing pub, which has been under the same ownership since 2012. However, despite Green King's best efforts, a long-term tenant for the pub was not found.
Major travel disruption is expected in the city centre due to 3 weeks of roadworks. The works in Thorpe Road and the Lower Clarence Road junction in Norwich will take place from Monday, July the 15th, following the footway improvements currently underway in Lower Clarence Road. The aim of the project is to reduce misuse and allow the existing bus gate to be monitored by automatic number plate recognition cameras. The works will include the installation of a new traffic island in Thorpe Road and a new westbound bus stop near the Thorpe Road and Cotman Road junction. Pavement widening and the permanent removal of left-turn access from Lower Clarence Road into the Thorpe Road bus gate will also be carried out.
Changes to a small car park on the edge of the UEA campus have been blasted as misleading and designed to make money. The UEA Wildlife Trail lies just south of the university's lake and is a popular spot for family strolls and dog walking, accessible via a car park at the end of Colney Lane. Parking was free until recently, when a time restriction of 2 hours was implemented, soon followed by a charging scheme, which walkers must pay for via a mobile phone app. But this change has been catching people out due to not being clear enough. There is no prominent sign or tariff board at the entrance to indicate that you are entering a chargeable parking zone, said one man, who asked not to be named. This would be usual in city car parks and expected by most road users. I counted 12 penalty notices on people's cars today because of this, including mine. We can't all be deliberate lawbreakers.
A Norwich church is pioneering net zero projects for the Church of England. St Peter Mancroft Church has accepted a grant from the £5.2 million Demonstrator Churches project, part of the Church of England's net zero programme. It's the first of more than 100 churches set to receive funding for green initiatives such as solar panels and energy-saving lighting. This grant will allow the historic City Centre Church to transform its carbon footprint. The church received £50,000 from the Demonstrator Churches grant and £36,000 in co-funding from Benefact Trust. These funds will be used to replace the entire interior lighting system, install heat pumps, batteries, and 48 solar panels. By 2030, the project hopes to reduce carbon emissions by 6,615 tonnes, targeting the UK's highest emitting churches.
council leaders have been accused of misleading people over the future of discontinued courses at Norwich's now closed Wensum Lodge. Norfolk County Council took the controversial decision to close the King Street adult education venue last summer, but said it would try to find alternative venues for courses. Courses at the centre stopped at the end of last year, and most are now run at other venues. But Conservative-controlled County Hall admitted it has not been able to find anywhere else to host courses such as silversmithing and pottery courses, which need specialist equipment. That has angered the critics who opposed the decision to shut the centre, which had provided courses since the 1960s. Labour activist Jean Overhill, who led a bid to get Wensum Lodge declared as an asset of community value before it was put up for sale, said, "People are upset and angry. They have had these courses taken away from them. It was clear to everyone at the very start of this sorry situation that not all adult learning courses could be transferred elsewhere."